Welcome to Hear Now the News. I'm Jerry Barmash. This week, we're focusing on the coronavirus. As you know, this pandemic is far from over. Just look at New York for the perfect example of that. The state had the most cases and deaths, the pinnacle coming late March through April. Led by Governor Andrew Cuomo, social distancing measures were put in place. New York quickly found itself as a model for the nation and went into the summer with the slowest rate of infection. But New York has always been as effective in halting the spread as people adhering to the guidelines. So it's probably not a shock that several zip codes saw a surge in COVID cases recently, mostly in Brooklyn, with a few pockets in Queens as well. The locations, not exclusively, but predominantly in Orthodox Jewish communities. Governor Cuomo issued reversals to the restart, including schools closing in favor of remote learning, no indoor dining, and perhaps most controversially, a cap on capacity for houses of worship. In Borough Park, one of the areas seeing a spike in cases, Orthodox Jewish members protested Cuomo's decision shoulder to shoulder, mostly without masks. Worse still, it got ugly as a journalist, Jewish no less, beaten by the mob for shining a light on their actions and letting it go viral. My guest this week is former longtime Brooklyn Assemblyman Dov Hyken, a religious Jew who represented Borough Park for many years. While he denounces the violence and says they've been communicating better social distancing and mask wearing among the Orthodox communities, he is condemning Cuomo and Mayor Bill de Blasio for targeting Jews. My interview with Dov Hyken is next.
Delighted to be with you, Jerry.
Now, one of the areas that you are long associated with is Borough Park, which has been in the news, not just locally, but has become national for a COVID cluster. And there are a lot of layers to this. First, I want to ask you about these protests that we've seen a couple of nights that have led to a reporter, a Jewish reporter, but a reporter getting beaten up and called a Nazi by them. What is your reaction when you see that video going around?
Unconscionable. A horror. The people demonstrating in the street, look, most people were doing the proper thing. They want to you know, get their point of view out. But what happened was an embarrassment. It should never have happened. Horrible. Those responsible, as far as I'm concerned, should be arrested. You know, Borough Park is a community of way over 100,000 people. You know, the people that were in the street were mainly young people who did not represent the community, but the effect is there nonetheless. This became a huge story and very, very unfortunate. People are very, very angry, and legitimately so, at the governor, the mayor. No one should ever single out a community. You know, no one should ever talk about blacks committing crime or this group or that group. Why did it have to be Jews? There were many, many different zip codes where there were increases in corona cases. Why does it ever have to be Jewish? Why does the governor of the state of New York, what kind of leadership is this, to say publicly, I am going to close the synagogues? What kind of language is that? I mean, I gotta give credit to the mayor and the governor for contributing to anti-Semitism, an increase in anti-Semitism. That is exactly what this rhetoric does. The mayor did it a couple of months ago. He apologized. The governor did it now. I mean, what does the religion have to do, or the fact that someone is Jewish, have to do with this problem? If the problem, let's deal with it. And why the draconian measures? You know, why penalize people who have been doing the right thing, establishments who have been following all the rules, people wearing masks, social distancing, or synagogues that have done the same thing? You know, rabbis have called me saying, look, I do the right thing. Nobody comes into our synagogue without a mask. We social distance. I pray in a synagogue where every person wears a mask. If you don't wear a mask, you get thrown out. And no one has been thrown out, and there's total social distancing. So, you know, the governor sits on his throne, wherever that may be, and sort of dictates without, you know, dealing with the repercussions, penalizing the guilty and the innocent. What happened to enforcement? What happened to enforcement? Those who are not following the rules, deal with them. I don't have a problem with that. But that's not what has been done. I mean the governor and the mayor, and the governor in particular, I mean, talk about leadership. I mean, he's busy fighting with the mayor. You know, they act like they're in kindergarten, literally. Everybody knows there's a feud going on between the governor and the mayor, each one trying to undermine the other one. That's leadership? These are the people we're supposed to respect?
And governor, to that point, has been constantly throwing it back at the mayor about enforcement. And do you agree, or does this go right back to the governor?
Well, the very fact, you know, the governor is playing this game. There's a personal animosity between the governor and the mayor. I don't know what it is. By the way, they're both Democrats. They're both liberal Democrats. So I don't know what their problem is. What personal, whatever's personal there should not be playing the role. They talk about Corona and how much they care. Why are they letting personal stuff get between the two of them instead of working together? But there was a meeting with the governor a number of days ago. The governor and Jewish leaders sat down, had a conversation. Would you believe that the governor did not tell the leaders what he was going to do? I mean, is that insane? What was the point of sitting down and talking to leaders of the Jewish community when he turned around afterwards and just did something that no one was told was going to happen? That's being dishonest.
And you know, a lot of them said that there were different leaders that said they were blindsided, and they said it was unconstitutional. So I want to ask you about that point. Is it unconstitutional? I know they're doing shutdowns with the schools in those areas, indoor dining, but I guess the real heart of the matter.
I'm not a constitutional, I'm not a lawyer, I'm not, surely not an expert on the Constitution, but this is being challenged in the courts.
Uh-huh.
The issue really is the double standard and the hypocrisy. I mean, I see videos just from right now where, you know, last night, the night before, where there are demonstrations in Manhattan with hundreds and hundreds of people protesting, not wearing masks. Everybody's on top of everybody else. Why is that okay? How does one explain that my religious rights are less important than the rights of people protesting in Manhattan for whatever they're protesting for? I'm not arguing with their protests. But why is that okay? And we see it every single day, and the mayor and the governor think it's okay. The mayor has actually said it's okay, and the governor hasn't said anything. And it goes on every single day. But the Jewish community is targeted by name. By the way, many of these zip codes are not just Jewish people. There are people of all faiths. There are Muslims. There are Christians. There are others. But this has become about the Jewish community, thanks to the governor and the mayor. Shame on them.
Well, the governor, I don't know so much about the mayor, but I know the governor, and as you said, he had met with them recently. But he also has said throughout, when these issues have popped up, even earlier, even during the pandemic, I believe there was a funeral and thousands of people were lined either in Borough Park or in Williamsburg. I'm not sure where. And the mayor went there.
Williamsburg.
But the governor has been saying that he's been close with the Orthodox community all along. I mean, is that not true? Do you not see that as the case?
Let me tell you, the truth is that people fear the governor. People feel intimidated. I don't know anyone who's close to him. That's not who Cuomo is. I know him quite, quite well. I want to make it clear that people who violate the rules, that is unacceptable. And government needs to do whatever it is in terms of enforcement. I am totally for that. I've been out there from the very beginning, 6 months ago, saying that we need to do better. Everyone needs to do better. But why aren't there better ways that we can come up with in terms of dealing with the increased numbers of corona? I'm not arguing that we need to do something, but an establishment, a commercial establishment that is doing everything right, you must wear a mask, a social distance in the establishment, right? Why do we need to penalize them? Why do we need to close them down? Many of these establishments are having a hard time surviving as it is. And the more that we close them down, we almost guarantee that they will go out of business. There are people's lives in jeopardy mentally, psychologically. bringing food home to your family, paying the bills, et cetera, the damage that is being caused. We're talking about the people who are following the rules. You know, the governor cares so much, let him show up in Borough Park. Let him send state troopers into the streets of the community to address these issues. I've never seen a state trooper come into the community. I've seen them at all the bridges and tunnels and so on and so forth. I don't know what they're doing there. I have no idea. You have the New City Police Department. But, you know, it's also part of the governor and the mayor, you know, that game they're playing, the kindergarten game. But there are better ways to do things than destroying people's lives, those that are following the rules. A rabbi said to me, he said, my synagogue, we have had social distancing always. No one comes into the synagogue without a mask. Why should we close them down? Why?
He's not afraid to give his opinions. We'll have more from Dove Hyken coming up.
When I see these videos, these protesters, and they're gathering, and many of them, I mean, let's be honest, many of them gathering and see these videos are not wearing masks. Most of them are not.
Right, most of them not.
And they're gathering it. I mean, and there's probably, I mean, I couldn't tell you the number, but probably at least 2,000 people. I mean, it's really a large number, shoulder to shoulder. And it would be like something you would see at one of those, you know, large events that spill over into the street. When you see that, and I've seen these posted, you know, several nights now on Twitter and other other social media outlets and platforms, what happens is you refer to anti-Semitism coming from elected officials that's causing this. But when you see this, it's bringing it to the surface from the comments. In other words, the people that are doing this in these videos, it's causing more anti-Semitism. Do you not agree with that?
Yeah. Look. The bottom line is that when people look at what's going on, the demonstrations, the protests, etc., when people see that, and that's okay, that's not a problem. Thousands of people, as you said, most of them not wearing masks, on top of each other. People lose faith in government. Because they see the double standard. They see the dishonesty. One is okay, the other one is not. Why? Why? Why is one okay and the other one not? So it really undermines the very fabric of our society. And it's a very dangerous, dangerous, dangerous situation. Look, you know, what happened in Borough Park in particular, that the country watched, you know, look, the media does what the media does. You know, it blows up things way beyond what it should be. Trust me. You had a small, relatively small group, 100, 200 people, maybe, mostly young people. And what happened is unconscionable, inexcusable. But I give credit to the mayor and the governor for causing havoc. The governor in particular this time. Where's the sensitivity, for God's sake? These people... You know, it's just amazing what, you know, just don't give a darn. Don't give a damn. I mean, you know, because they can, they do, and that's it. And there's no real – people don't trust government. And that's a real problem. That's dangerous.
Do you think that the governor has to act, you know, has to take charge because, I mean, we're seeing the numbers going up in these zip codes and – that we have to, as we're getting now to the winter and the flu season, and that this could be another wave, so he has to take a serious step?
There's no, I'm not arguing with the mayor, the governor, dealing. They are in charge, they are responsible. So I have no argument with them doing what needs to be done to control the situation. You know, I've been in touch with some of the hospitals. One of them is Maimonides in Borough Park. I spoke to the top people from the emergency room to get a sense of what's going on at the hospital. How many cases are you getting? What's the situation? Now, while there has been an increase, no one has died during this entire period for weeks and weeks, not one single person. And while there's been an increase, it is relatively mild, but we do need to deal with it. All I'm saying is, can we not do it in a way where we don't penalize people following the rules? If you're following the rules, If you're in a synagogue where there's social distancing and everyone is wearing a mask, why should that synagogue be closed down?
Right.
Are they following the rules? Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. If you have more than 10 people, yes. What happens if it's a very large synagogue, like many of the synagogues? And, you know, I pray in a synagogue, as I said before, everyone has a mask. So I can't talk to anyone in my synagogue because the person is too far away for me to have a conversation. And that's great. And a lot of synagogues follow the rules. I don't have a problem government going after people who don't give a darn about the rules. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem, and I've said this, you know, all over the place, you know, arrest some people who break the rules. Put them in your local precinct jail for the night and send a message that you are jeopardizing other people's lives. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem with government being tough when we are faced with a serious situation. But why penalize people who are following the rules? How does that help anything?
That's what I was going to say. So it seems that you're saying that the government, local, state, that they're penalizing the Orthodox Jewish community.
Everybody, not just Jews, non-Jews too.
Right.
People, you know, Jerry, people are desperate. People are having a hard time surviving. They don't have, you know, they're not on a government payroll like the governor and the mayor. If their business is closed, they're having difficulty paying the rent, not just for the business, but their rent for where they live or the mortgage for the house they own. They're having difficulty bringing food into the house. That's real. And you just close them down, even though they could be open and follow the rules and everyone is safe. We want everyone to be safe. But you know what? It's a lot easier for government just to do something sweeping. We're closing everyone down instead of doing something that may be more work and more effort. But you know what? It shows sensitivity. It shows that government really cares. And people would appreciate that. No one is defending people not wearing masks and not so, you know, distancing. Nobody, I mean, I've been very tough and strong on that. You must wear a mask, not for yourself, for the other person.
But exactly. But is what we've seen, again, not to harp on these videos, but if they're out there, is that a microcosm of what's going on in Borough Park and other areas?
No, because most people overwhelmingly in the community are wearing masks. Many of the synagogues are doing the right thing. And again, if they are not dealing with it, there are ways to deal with it. My God, come on. That's what leadership is all about, is doing the right thing. But the other main issue is what the governor did in terms of targeting the Jewish community. Why did it have to be anything about Jews? Why could it be about New Yorkers who live in certain zip codes? Why did the word Jewish have to ever come into the picture? How is that relevant and how is that helpful?
But isn't it the fact that not all, I mean, I know Gravesend is a very mixed area, and that's one of the zip codes, but where there are Orthodox communities, if you're seeing gathering like that, that's obviously a potential problem. And again, it's not just random. The numbers have gone up in those areas.
Yes, but many, as I said before, many of these communities are made up of all kinds of people, all religions.
Right.
Borough Park in particular is a relatively Hasidic, Orthodox Jewish community. But there are, 9, 11 zip codes we're talking about?
Right.
But even if you want to talk only about Borough Park, why does it have to be about Jews? It's people who may not be following the rules, and let's deal with it.
Right. Right. Okay. No, I mean, that's fair. It's bottom line. So that's the issue that you think that you're saying that they're singling out by religion.
Oh, there's no question about that. That's exactly what has happened. That is exactly what has happened. And then on top of that, people see what's going on in other parts of the city where people are getting together and demonstrating and marching, and government says, oh, that's okay. The Jews in Borough Park, we got a problem. The others in Manhattan, we don't have a problem with.
And in fact, when they were
that's double standard. Is that even legal to do that? I call that discrimination. Aren't we discriminating? Government is discriminating.
Well, I don't know. I mean, isn't it just the fact of you're seeing these people in these, you know, protests, or even before that, that the numbers were high, and if it's an Orthodox area, and maybe that they hadn't been wearing masks a lot.
By the way, the people demonstrating who come from different communities, we don't know what they're causing in terms of corona. I mean, you can't measure, okay, the demonstrators, how many corona cases. Those are people who are going back to all their different communities. I guarantee you some of them from some of these areas were, you know, the zip codes that have had an increase in corona cases. So we really don't know. We do know that when people congregate, and you know, one of the things that we've learned is that young people who may have, you know, they don't have the symptoms, but they have corona, they are infecting other people who are older. They may not get sick, but they're going to hand it over to somebody else who's elderly. So just treat everyone the same. You know, and you know, a lot of the anti-Semitism over the past year, many of the perpetrators of the anti-Semitism, based on the video that was available, happened to be black. Did anyone blame the black community? Do you remember the mayor saying anti-Semitism from the black community? I don't remember that. Almost every case was from a minority community. Almost every single case.
It doesn't matter, but the fact that the numbers went up like right after the High Holy Days, does that mean anything?
Well, the numbers didn't go up right after the High Holy Days. I mean, the numbers went up before. Look, there is an issue that needs to be addressed, and no one is arguing, and I'm surely not arguing. I've been very, very tough on people following the rules. There's no excuse not to. You must protect yourself, your wife, your children, your community. So let us do that. No one is arguing. But do we have to do it? Can we not do it directed towards people who are violating the rules? Why do people who are not violating the rules have to pay the price? And it is a real price. Remember, all these establishments were already closed for 4 or 5 months. And then they finally got a chance to reopen, and now you're shutting everyone down regardless of whether they have been following the rules or not. That is not fair, not acceptable, and government can do better.
Well, anything else you'd like to add?
No, I think we covered it quite well.
I appreciate it.
Always good talking to you, Jerry.
Same here.
An update since we spoke. Hykind, a Democrat, sought assistance from President Trump. In a letter to Trump, Hykind referred to the governor as Tyrant King Cuomo for, quote, targeting the Jewish communities with severe lockdown restrictions. However, Rich Azzapardi, senior advisor to Cuomo, tells Here Now the News, quote, name-calling isn't going so great for Trump these days, and even less so for those who seek to emulate them. Azzapardi goes on to say, quote, we're focused on lowering the infection rate in these hot spots, period. And the good news is that our science-based approach is working. Still, Hykind linked Cuomo's shutdown to Nazi Germany, writing to Trump that he's the son of Holocaust survivors who lived through the, quote, demonization of Jews as disease-ridden vermin who needed to be separated and excised from society. Hykind points out that there are, quote, too many dangerous parallels with the governor's actions and the deafening silence of the mainstream media and the Democrats on this matter. Well, if you'd like to comment on this matter, we'd love to hear from you. You can write on Twitter at Jerry Barmash or our Facebook page, Here Now the News with Jerry Barmash. If you're listening on the Anchor site, you can also leave a voice message. Please just give your first name and location for any comments. I may read or play them in future episodes. Thanks to my guest this week, Dove Hykind, on Twitter at HykindDove. Please subscribe to the podcast and tell your friends so you're in the front row for the next episode. If you're using Apple for the podcast, would you leave a review? Lastly, if you're enjoying these interviews, would you consider helping the podcast grow with a small monthly donation? Next week, I'll return with former New York Governor David Patterson. He has a new book and a lot to say about his predecessor. Also, he'll weigh in on the election. Thank you for listening to Here Now the News. I'm Jerry Barmash.